Carolina Business on Fire. This is your host, Michelle O'Connor. The show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. For more information, you can visit the website at oianc.com. Carolina Business on Fire was created by business owners for business owners, exposing business success in the Carolinas one small business at a time. It is that time of the year when business owners everywhere lock the door, pull the blinds, and the arduous process of tax preparations begins. Just the mere thought of it makes the hair on my arms rise just a little. That is why I am super excited to have with us today Kelly Washer, owner of Kelly E. Washer CPA, LLC. Kelly began her accounting career in 1977 when her parents purchased a True Value hardware store. Her mom taught her how to do the accounting for the retail store. Then off to college she went at California State University Fullerton, where she completed her bachelor's degree in business administration accounting. In 1986, she completed all the requirements and obtained her CPA license. After working for a large firm in California, she relocated to Charlotte in 1991 and founded her company in 1995. She is dedicated to assisting small business owners understand and meet their accounting and tax responsibilities. She's licensed in both North Carolina and South Carolina. She's a member of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, South Carolina Association of CPAs, and the North Carolina Association of CPAs. Her office is located in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and she has a staff of four. Today, Kelly is going to share her strategies for taking the pain out of taxes and inspiring you to take your business to the level where it is on fire. Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
Good morning, Michelle. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm very excited to have you on.
I am as well.
Excellent. This time of the year always brings up, you know, all the nightmares of your past sins from the year before when you haven't taken good care of your records. So I'm hoping you can share some tips with our listeners today.
I'm excited to help.
Excellent. So I know that your background includes you working for a large accounting firm, yet you have chosen to be in business for yourself. So what made you choose to go that path rather than staying with the large firm?
Well, as is common in a lot of large companies, there's a pecking order and a hierarchy. And in order for a large machine to run smoothly, there has to be rules and guidelines. And sometimes I didn't agree with the choices that the owners made. I just saw something posted on Facebook that said, stay late and work an extra hour at work and nobody notices, but be 5 minutes late in the morning and there's a world of frustration upon you. And I just decided that punching a time clock was not my priority.
Very good. I understand that. I'm sure most of the business owners in our audience can relate to that same thought. So everyone pretty much knows and understands what a professional accountant does, but how is it that working with your firm is different than other accounting firms in the area?
Well, I look at the work that I do more from a teacher's perspective. It's very daunting, and it can be scary at times, trying to paddle through all of the tax laws and changes that happen on a regular basis. So I look at my goal and purpose as being one to educate and teach a business owner not just how to save money, but also how to make effective and timely business management decisions. When's the right time to buy that new piece of equipment? Should I get a loan and finance it? Should I lease it? When should I hire more people? That type of management decision that is hard for a small business owner faced with, you know, additional costs and trying to grow their business. So I look at it as a partnership where we're going to work together to help grow your business.
That's a great perspective, and it's so important for business owners to understand, because without a professional on their team, you know, you need an attorney, you have to have an accountant. It's just the same. You have to have that strategy partnership to make sure you're making good decisions. So I love that philosophy. So if you can
sum it
up.
And that's what it is. It is a partnership.
It really is, because without your advice and them telling you what they need and what their plans and their goals are, you can't advise them properly.
Correct.
So in your experience, if you could sum it up, what is one mistake that you commonly see business owners make that costs them money at tax time? Is there one?
Unfortunately, yes, there is, and that is trying to cut costs by not utilizing the proper professionals. I have a lot of small businesses that think that different aspects of their accounting and tax is simple enough that they can handle it themselves, or that they can not use an attorney and incorporate themselves or process their payroll themselves. And unfortunately, those are areas that we're not expertise in, meaning the business owner. And so as
right.
a result, if you make a wrong choice, if you fill a form out the wrong way, it can cause a lot of headaches later down the road when you have to amend tax returns or make a different election or try to talk yourself out of a penalty because you didn't check the box correctly.
That makes good sense. That makes very good sense. So is there one thing, after your clients have established that they have to have a professional and reached out to you, is there one thing that you tell clients to do throughout the year to make the tax preparation process less painful?
Absolutely. Communication periodically throughout the year is the best way so that there are no surprises. When a client brings their tax documents to me in January or February, and I discovered that there's an issue like, wow, you made a lot of profit this year, there's not a whole lot I can do after the end of the year to make the tax burden less. So if you're communicating with your tax preparer throughout the year, doing periodic tax planning, you can uncover problem areas in advance and have time to make a proper decision. Do I make that new purchase of equipment in December, or should I wait till January? What tax year is that a best time for me to take that deduction?
That's great advice, great advice. And that's something that we have believed in wholeheartedly, because things do change throughout the year. And if you don't put your finger on it every now and then, you get a painful surprise at the end.
Absolutely.
So you just mentioned the strategy and the planning that you do to help clients prevent prevent surprises. Following that kind of advice pattern, checking in periodically, quarterly, is that kind of what you recommend to your clients?
Yes. Quarterly is a nice, consistent interval with which to touch base and keep in touch as to what's going on. Certainly, if there's a major event happening within your business, say you picked up a new client that's bigger than you were expecting and you need to bring on some additional staff, or say you've had an injury and you're going to be out of work for a while, when there's a major event, that's an excellent time to contact your tax advisor to see if there's anything else you should be thinking along or planning for to avoid any surprises.
Well, that's a great piece of advice as well. I like that a lot. So you have a pretty unique culture in your business. What do you do to create that culture and to help your employees learn that culture as you bring them on board?
Well, in my organization, I spend more hours in the day with my work family than I do my biological family, it seems. So we all have to get along, and respect is most important. And we really utilize to treat others as you want to be treated. So as a result, I'm not just the owner of the company or the person that signs their paycheck. I'm also the person that's going to go and clean the bathroom and restock the coffee supplies and take care of all the little things, too. I don't view myself as being above anyone else. And we really try hard to just pitch in and help each other.
That's great. That's very good. It's hard sometimes for our business owners to find employees that fit their culture. And so I've been asking that a lot of our guests, because I think everybody is looking for kind of the silver bullet in how you find the right people to fit into your organization.
Absolutely. It can be difficult finding the right fit. Once you do have a great team working for you and you realize you need to bring another person on, it can be daunting and wondering whether or not that person's going to fit with the rest of the group. And that's why I utilize almost my entire staff when it comes to interviewing new potential hires. It's not just my opinion. I need to know what their opinion is, too, and whether or not they're comfortable working with the individual.
That's a great piece of advice. Our office is just about the same size as yours, and it's very important to find the right personalities. And for that reason, everybody has to have input.
Exactly.
So what do you think one of the biggest lessons that you've learned about being in business for yourself is?
Oh, that is a tough one. Biggest lesson. You caught me off guard with that one. I guess
that's okay. We can come back to it.
No, it's fine. I guess the biggest lesson that I have learned is not to be afraid to take chances. I've always been a little intimidated and fearful of growth. You know, how am I going to pay for that person's salary? I need to hire another person, but I'm not sure I can afford it. And at times you have to take a leap of faith. Give it a short period of time. Give it a try. Make it work. If it doesn't work, recognize it. Make the changes quickly. But I think it's about not being afraid to take the chance.
That's excellent. I think that's a great piece of advice. Very good. So tell me, and this was kind of a leap of faith, I believe, for you, but tell me about you adding a partnership to your business and what made you do that, because I think it makes you unique, at least in my view, it makes you a unique firm in all the offerings that you can bring to the table.
You're absolutely correct. A lot of times when I'm meeting with my clients, they have other needs. My relationship with my clients is very personal because I'm getting into a lot of your personal finances, your health, your family, your heirs, and I can't do everything. I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a financial advisor. So we do a lot of referral work with insurance agents and certified financial planners and attorneys. And I usually have a handful of referrals because, again, those are all very personal relationships. And you need to interview those people to find out who you're most comfortable with, who you communicate well with. And I have been working with one individual who's a certified financial planner. His name is Bob Condren. And Bob and I have been referring clients back and forth for over 10 years. And as we've worked together, we've built a trust and recognition that we both treat our relationship with our clients the same way, and that is the client comes first. We are more concerned with making sure that we're meeting the needs and goals of our clients before any financial gain of our own. And in today's business environment, to find a financial advisor who's not interested in selling to make a commission, but who's interested in fulfilling that individual's needs is critical. And our children went to school together. We were neighbors for a long time. And we just have worked so well together that we decided the best thing to do was to stop referring outside and refer to each other. And we merged our businesses and worked together out of one office so that we can provide a full range of services for our clients.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. And having met Bob, at least via the phone, I can echo what you said about you both having the same client philosophy. You certainly do, and it is very refreshing from the customer perspective, that's for sure. Very refreshing.
Well, thank
and
you.
I think that makes you very unique as well in that you can offer your clients an additional level of service that's in-house, so to speak, in the understanding of people's businesses.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we do. I don't want to try to give advice on an area that I'm less than qualified to do, and same with Bob. And it's so refreshing to say, hold on a minute, let me bring Bob into our meeting and vice versa, and the client gets all of the information they need in one appointment.
Absolutely. I think that's fantastic because otherwise it becomes a, well, you go call your person and ask them this and then come back to me and I'll try to interpret what they said and help you from that end. It's difficult to do, that's for sure.
Yes.
So tell me how it is that you do generate new clients. How do you find new folks to work with you?
Well, in the past, I relied on referral and word of mouth. Do a good job. The client's happy with you. They're going to tell your friends or their friends. But recently, we added a part-time person to our staff who is focused solely on marketing our business. And she had a really great idea to do a postcard mailing to a specific target group. And that was, we purchased a mailing list that had 4,500 names for people who had bought a home in York County, my area, in the last 24 months, which is a great opportunity to introduce yourself to someone who's just relocated to the area, maybe looking for a new accountant or a new financial advisor. And it has been very surprisingly, a great return. I think I've picked up between 40 and 50 new tax clients just in the last 2 months as a result of
it. Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yes, as a result of this very specific targeted mailing. So I definitely you need to find what is that, who would be looking for a new person that would need the services that you provide, and then you can purchase mailing lists that target that group.
That is a great idea, and I imagine hiring that person must have been a little bit of a leap of faith, because that's kind of out of the box for an accounting firm to have a full-time marketing person.
Absolutely, and you definitely are concerned about whether or not there's going to be return, and you see a lot of time spent, and you're not sure, you know, what those results are going to be. But like I said, you have to take a leap of faith. All you can do is try.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great example and a great way to show your advice being put to work in your practice, too. I'm sure that that's inspiration for other business owners who are trying to think of other out-of-the-box ways to generate new opportunities. So that's fantastic. I really like that. So in conclusion, let me ask you what your most satisfying moment in your business has been. Can you narrow it down to just one?
Oh, I have a very distinct memory when I was a junior staff accountant. I think I had only been working for the CPA firm 1 or 2 years, and it really solidified my passion for the work that I do. I was working with a business owner, teaching her how to do a bank reconciliation, and every month she would call, "Kelly, I can't get it. It won't balance." And I would talk her step by step through, and we would finish it together over the phone. And every month, like clockwork, she would call, "I can't get it, it's not balanced." And I remember the day she called, and I thought, okay, here we go, we're going to do it again. And she said, "Guess what, I did it all by myself." And there was such a satisfaction of knowing that I taught her how to do that and gave her the confidence to do it on her own. I knew I was in the right field of work.
That is excellent. That is excellent. And now you've just expanded that from giving people confidence in their purchasing and their strategic planning and all kinds of other things that you've honed over the years.
Yes. And it's gone beyond that, because two of my staff accountants are sitting for their CPA exam this summer. So in a way, I'm shaping and molding that next generation and training them, you know, how to be good advisors to their clients as well. And it's rewarding to see them flourish.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. That's so exciting. It puts you in a mentor role, and that's an exciting place to be.
Yes.
So I have one final question for you. This is a question that we ask all of our guests. It's our O'Connor Insurance question of the day. Finish this sentence about your business. My business is on fire because...
We care about you.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. And you're right. Sadly, I don't know that every firm has that same opinion about clients. It's not a dollar sign to you. You truly care about clients, and I don't believe everyone feels that same way.
Yeah, it never has been about the money. It has always been about the completion of the work with the client.
Well, that is fabulous. I know that you are getting ready for your extremely busy season, so I cannot thank you enough for taking time to be on the show today. I'm super excited for our business owners to hear the advice that you've shared, hoping it will help them make their tax prep a little bit less painful this year, and certainly next year if they're trying to get their records in order this year so that they have a smoother year.
Absolutely. Well, we're available to
so
help
much,
anytime.
Absolutely. And all Kelly's information is posted on our website, carolinabusinessonfire.com. You can link to her website and her contact information there. Thanks so much, Kelly. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to our show. You can listen to more episodes of Carolina Business on Fire on our website at Carolina Business on Fire. And, of course, please check all of the you can re-listen to the show there. And, of course, Kelly's information, contact information, and website is there as well. Just a reminder, this show is sponsored by O'Connor Insurance Associates. O'Connor Insurance is an independent insurance agency specializing in relationships and providing customized solutions to meet your business, personal, and life insurance needs. You can get more information at oianc.com. Thank you again. Have a great day.